crews are now in the process of removing medical equipment from Good Samaritan Hospital. The West Dayton facility shut its doors last week amid protests and an ongoing federal investigation. Now, Good Sam owner Premier Health is moving forward with redevelopment plans. As WISO's Jess Mador reports, those plans likely won't include more hospital beds.
Plans call for Good Samaritan to be dismantled and demolished over the next 2 years, something many West Dayton health advocates want to prevent in hopes of attracting another hospital to the 13-acre site. But Premier Health officials say deed restrictions would bar another inpatient care facility from moving onto the property. Premier's Craig Self says a market analysis found Dayton couldn't support another full-service hospital.
If you look at our region, the community that Good Samaritan served, there are other hospitals within a very short driving distance of there.
Too many beds, he says. It's an argument attorney Ellis Jacobs rejects. Jacobs represents a coalition of Westside activists who allege Good Sam's departure leaves the neighborhood without access to health care.
There are 30,000 people that live right in the neighborhood of Good Samaritan Hospital. And Premier cannot be allowed to abandon the urgent health care needs of people in that community.
For now, Premier and city development groups are collecting community input on Good Sam's redevelopment. Draft plans will be unveiled at a public meeting next month. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.